listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news. The acting chief medical officer says she is happy with the speed of the rape kit training rollout to doctors across the state. 330 clinicians, including 159 doctors, have been upskilled to conduct the examination since the new kits were introduced in July of last year. Dr. Catherine McDougall says the training is a significant commitment for the government and staff.
Combine those numbers with people who are already trained in sexual assault, we're actually looking at about 617 clinicians who are trained throughout the state.
In 2020, it was found that two hydro pump services offered better cost efficiency than several other sites. Minister for Energy Mick de Brenny stated that no other option matched the cost effectiveness of pumped hydro and stressed that it's the only technology capable of making significant strides in tackling climate change. Just a month ago, Mackay residents urged Stephen Miles to reconsider the Burdekin hydro scheme. This came after the government kept the potential site locations private. According to 7 News, locals are worried about the environmental impact and fear for the region's future. The government considered 7 potential sites across central Queensland and 28 in North Queensland. Federal Member for Capricornia, Michelle Landry, slammed the government for the decision. A man's home may be his castle, but how one defends it has come into question. Australia Party MP Nick Demetto supports Queenslanders using deadly force on an intruder. His comments come following an incident on the Gold Coast, which saw a 66-year-old man fatally stab an axe-wielding home invader earlier this month. Griffith Uni Professor Charles Sanford says the only person who would benefit would be the undertaker.
It open season on intruders, I don't think we would particularly appreciate it. And I think that, as I say, that it would just lead to probably escalations of violence.